This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Welcome back to Kelly and Company. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, we're the hosts of the show. Poor Jeffy, trying to get through that article, and I kept interrupting the poor guy today with comments.
Interrupting?
Well, it was just like it was.
I mean, I thought it was very engaging.
Trying to get through. I hope so, but.
He knows.
Poor Jeff's trying to get through this thing, and well, you know, Jeff. Never mind. Yes, we know. He was very Jeff Ryman post hot dog eating patient.
That's right. Yes, yeah. That's. I think it's the hot dog eating that makes him patient.
As a kid, too,
he knows he can hop on his barbecue whenever.
Well, and that's what he's probably going to do, go for a backup one later on, just to make sure I really celebrate the day. My mother, for another side note with that, would have put it on bread if need be, but there wouldn't have been the wasting of bacon. We're not putting bacon on a hot dog, are you?
Oh.
That wouldn't have happened. Burger, okay, once in a while for a rare treat, but a doggy, no.
Mm-mm.
Welcome back to the program,
she's
ladies and gentlemen.
Plans.
Yeah, well, exactly. Maybe on my mom's hot dog. No, I'm wasting it on yours, Kelly. Come on. One little strip or part of, right? They were money conscious that way. Folks, every couple of weeks on the program, we love to get in the know. So let's welcome Margaret Weldon, our host.
Life's continuing changes can lead to a lot of questions. Join me, Margaret Weldon, to get your answers, and then you too will be in the know.
So what goes on your hot dog, Margaret? Oh, I think we got you there. Mags, what goes on your hot dog? All right. She's not hearing me at the sec. Maybe none of you are hearing me.
We
just lost
you.
Her. We'll get her back. We'll get her back in just a moment. It's one of those things that I kind of love joking because people have that dichotomy with hot dogs, you know, sausage. Oh yeah. Spend the money. Hot dogs. What? That's junk food, right?
Yeah. hot dogs are really getting a bad rep lately, but, not that I disagree with the bad rep. I kind of nowadays always go for Italian sausages over anything, but, I used to have cut up hot dogs and everything. Like it was the meat to go when you were a kid.
Cut up in other than beans and wieners, chili, what else?
Oh, like in spaghetti and pasta. Oh. I would cut up and just eat it like that, like just drench it in ketchup. Oh. Microwaved cut up hot dog with ketchup in a bowl, eating it with a fork. That's what we did when we were kids.
Ever tell you I don't like ketchup?
I don't know where mom and dad were. I'm trying to figure out where Amma was when all this happened.
Yeah, I kind of thought Rummy Mummy would just totally make her disgusted and walk away. Mags, you with us? Oh, I thought I heard her. Sorry. I thought
you were. Hi, how are you doing?
There we go. Meg, what do you have on your hot dog?
To be quite honest with you, I don't really like hot dogs.
See, there's got to be some in the crowd.
I'll eat one if I have to, and when I do, I usually just like mustard.
Okay. All right. All right, yeah. Mags, we better jump to things here because we're a little late on the time here with you. We're going to learn today how to bake futures. Margaret and her guest, Melanie Cote, founder of Do Good Donuts and Cafe, are here to give us the recipe. Mags?
Thank you so much, Kelly. And good afternoon, Melanie. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
We are so excited about this. And we're so pleased you could join us. But perhaps you could start out by just kind of giving us a little bit of background information about you and Elma and anything you'd like to tell us about yourself.
Well, my name is Melanie, and I have a daughter named Elma. She's the age of 8, and she was born with Williams syndrome. And as she has been, growing up a little bit, and I've been really involved in the community of people living with disabilities, I started to realize that maybe her future wasn't looking as bright as I would like it to. So I set off on a small personal mission that's gaining some steam to try to change how people think about employing young adults with disabilities.
Wow. And you know what? That not only takes a lot of time and energy, but it certainly does take a lot of courage. Mm-hmm. And what exactly is Williams syndrome, Melanie?
So Williams syndrome is a rare genetic condition, similar to something like Down syndrome or other conditions where there's, you know, an affectation of the chromosomes on a gene. Williams syndrome happens in about 1 in 10,000 people, and it brings a number of various pieces to the puzzle. There's some health challenges that are associated with Williams syndrome. There's generally an intellectual disability and some developmental disabilities along with it. There are some physical affectations that come with Williams syndrome. And one of the most curious parts of the syndrome is an insatiable social drive and a very engaging personality that wants to connect with other people. So sometimes it's called the opposite of autism because people are who are on the autism spectrum or are autistic sometimes have a hard time making emotional connections, whereas with Williams syndrome, people tend to have a hard time disengaging from social connection. So it's an interesting syndrome. And
Yes, that's true. Now, can you tell us about how Do Good Donuts and Cafe was actually created? I mean, I know why we know why you created it, but how it was created, and maybe just how you came up with the name for the organization, or the business.
Absolutely. Do Good Donuts was created as I was wandering around my community for the last number of years and realized that I had only seen one young adult that I could visibly tell had an intellectual or developmental disability. And obviously, there are many people with invisible disabilities. And I really felt that if Alma didn't see other people like her working, she would never really understand or have a desire to work herself. And that would put her at a disadvantage for a meaningful life in the community. So the name Do Good Donuts came to me, just popped into my head one day. I was working on a CSR campaign in my old job in advertising, CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility Program, for a company that had just launched this amazing program to hire people with disabilities. And at the same time, I was working with the National Syndrome that supports Alma's disability, talking to all of these young adults who had this company in their town but felt they would never be able to get hired there. And I saw the disconnect between the two and thought perhaps we could create a donut shop that would bridge the gap.
Wow. Now, how does this program actually work? I'm assuming that because of the types of training that your website talks about in terms of, you know, showing people how the different skills can be obtained and that kind of thing, do you go through interviews? Is there a certain number of people you take at a time? How does all this work?
So right now we're running our pilot program. We actually have a spot at a farmer's market in Toronto at the Leslieville Market. So the market has been running since May 16th and goes until October 31st. So in this pilot, we're doing all of our training and baking out of commercial kitchens, and we're doing our work, the actual job part of the job, at the farmer's market tent. So we did an extensive call for applicants. We interviewed. We've hired three employees who are our young adults with disabilities working with us. And on their Saturday shift, there's paid Saturday shift, they do some baking of our cookie products. And we also walk through the various skills and elements of the job that they'll do in the tent. And then on Sunday for their second part-time shift, they work within our tent. We have sort of back of house, back of tent jobs, which are less public facing. And then we have forward facing customer service jobs, working our cash register system and helping to greet the customers and package their donut orders. And so far it's working really well. I'm amazed.
Wow. And you know what? It sounds amazing, and, you know, we can certainly hear that in your voice. Now, something interesting I came across on your website, and I'm not sure if this was due to some form of an event coming up, but it does say we only bake donuts on Sundays. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, it has to do with our pilot program. So right now, our farmer's market is on Sundays, so our donuts are made fresh on Sunday. And we have some limitations because we haven't yet moved into our own brick-and-mortar space. We need to make sure we have our commercial kitchen availability to make the donuts. So we've started with Sundays, and we've had amazing success. We're almost sold out every week. And we've certainly had a lot of our customers asking us when we can provide service on other days. A lot of corporations have asked us to do catering. So right now we're looking into the ability to expand that service days to more days of the week.
Right, right. Okay, just for the sake of time, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions together, Melanie. And the first one is here. I mean, you've kind of answered it because you've talked about baking cookies and that kind of thing. But what other products do you bake? And when it comes to people wanting to place an order and pick the order up, do they pick it up or do you have it delivered to them or does it depend on the circumstance?
So we make cookies. We make doggy donuts. We make usually one special baked good every week. And then we make our donuts, which are rainbow sprinkle, chocolate dip, cinnamon sugar, and our special flavor of the week. This coming Sunday, it's pink lemonade. They can order ahead of time on our website, on our e-commerce website, which is launched recently, dogooddonuts.ca. And generally speaking, we have pickup at the market on Sundays at 11 a.m. And you can either come in through the market entrance and wander the market, or you can come to the back of our tent without having to go through the whole market experience and pick up your order. Under special circumstances, we can absolutely arrange delivery, particularly for people who have a hard time getting around or, you know, really need something to be brought to where they are. But generally speaking, we have pickup orders.
All right. Okay. And can you just let our guests know where people can go to learn more about your organization and, you know, maybe place an order, things like this?
Absolutely. So you can learn more details about our organization at dogooddonuts.org and our e-commerce site, and which also has a bunch of information, can be found at dogooddonuts.ca. And you can also email us. I am melanie@dogooddonuts.org, and I'm happy to answer any questions. If you're hearing this and you would love to be a community partner or volunteer or be involved in any way, please reach out.
Wow. Wow. That's very exciting. Just quickly before you go, I understand you had some political figures drop by the tent a couple of weeks ago.
I did. Jagmeet Singh was touring the market and introducing the new NDP candidate for our riding, and he popped by our tent and was blown away by what we're doing. It was a really exciting interaction. And he was recently on his Instagram wearing our T-shirt for Small Business Saturday. We were his shout-out. And all of the local politicians in our area are really embracing the program and opening a lot of doors for us. So that was a really exciting moment for me personally. And, yeah, I pop by my Facebook now. He's my picture. It's, yeah, pretty excited.
Oh, well, yeah. Melanie, we've come to the end of our time, but I would really love to thank you so much today for coming on and joining us, and we wish you a lot of luck for the upcoming future, and I'm pretty sure your business is going to get big so fast just from what you're telling us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting me to talk about this exciting project.
Thank you so much. Have a good week then. I'm Margaret Weldon from In the Know, and we were just talking to Melanie Cote from Do Good Donuts, an organization that shows people how to bake futures and trains individuals with disability for work experiences. And, of course, you can check them out on the Kelly & Company blog at ami.kellyco. Thank you so much.
That is awesome, Margaret. Really wonderful stuff. AMI.ca/Kellyco. You check that out and get all the information. Really great when you get some people like Jagmeet Singh to you know, kind of give that shout out, wearing the shirt and just the work they're doing, because there's an organization that deserves some patronage from people. And it sounds like you go there, you not only get your food, but you have lots of fun too. Again, thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Melanie, for being with us for In the Know this week here on Kelly and Company. I still want to know what a doggy donut is. Is that like literally for a doggy?
I don't know, but I hope so. Planning to take Lizzie there.
Yeah, boy, that'd be fun. Well, either way, he can eat it. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we return, in Saskatchewan, the city of Swift Current has applied for funding for a very unique playground project. We'll find out more as Jim Crisco arrives with the details after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.